All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all of our sins and has cleansed every stain. What a blessing just to know that Christ died for us. Better than that, he rose again, just like he said he would do. And he's alive today.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this who died. Heaven's gates flew open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Do you all know Jesus loves you today? Amen. Amen. What a deal, huh? Guy took all the sins, all the pain. Then I took a mine. And then he picked me up again. Oh, what a blessing.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Where old will your carols play? And wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
It's nice to sit down there and minister to those guys and to pray with them. It's sad to hear their stories, what little we do here, but it's nice to minister with them. And it really gets a hold of your heart when they minister back to you.
Is your mom still alive? Yes, she is.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not that old.
My father died at an early age, so he was a blessed man. But anyway, that blesses me. That really blesses me. Matter of fact, the guy that I lived with grew up right next to the prison. Dan Newman was his name.
That's my name. No.
And, so you might have known him.
I don't know.
That's where he's at. I don't know. But I pray that the Lord blesses his life. And when I look back at him, and I see that he pulled me out of it. Now, there was two of us in that situation. He pulled me out of there peacefully. You know, he does the choosing. I know that I want to follow him. He does the choosing. And thank him. That leads me on to page 70.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
I'm going to share one more thing. If you don't mind. Okay. Waste some more time for him here. But when we were down in Milwaukee, something just came up as Joan was talking there. They had a questionnaire, basically, and she had three questions. And it's a kind of a group thing at your table. They just went around and asked the same question. I believe one of them was, tell us about your best Christmas ever. What is your family Christmas traditions and
what does Christmas mean to you?
Yeah, what does Christmas mean to you? And we run around the table, and I think I was the last one, and I got thinking. So I want to make it. Oh, this is gonna be good. I had ideas running through my head, you know, and I better say something decent. Well, the best thing I could think of, my best Christmas that I can remember. Now this is something I've never told the kids or anything, so I'll try to keep it. When I was going from one foster home to the other, and when I went from the one to the other, is when I found out that Jesus, there was something about the cross. And they had a huge table, and it was a church type, and they said, come in, you know, get some food, a huge table of food, you know. And that was when I first noticed the cross, and I didn't know what the meaning of it was. Now I don't remember how old I was. I was like, oh, wherever there's a cross, there's food, you know, and I don't have to go hungry, you know. And now that I think about it, everything just kind of adds up. And that was kind of a real blessing to me. And then I had another one which really touched me, when I think about it, is to have three children tell me that they love Jesus. And that to me is just a blessing, because I know when I was that little that I couldn't do that to my parents, you know. So just something I shared there. But anyway.